Interested in more careers-related content? Check out our new weekly work-life newsletter, sent every Monday afternoon. The question: I work at a restaurant. The owner frequently cancels our shifts last minute. Sometimes it's the night before the shift starts, but he also does it on the day of, a few hours or sometimes 1 hour before the shift starts. Is this legal? Am I entitled to any pay for the canceled shifts? The canceled shifts are 8 to 10 hours long. The first answer: Lai King Hum, founder and senior lawyer, Hum Law Firm, Toronto. While your situation is unfortunate, the answer will depend on a number of factors, including what province or territory the restaurant is located in and whether you are unionized and have a collective agreement. In general, in non-unionized workplaces, if you have already reported to work for a shift before it is cancelled, then you are entitled to pay for minimum hours of work. If the shift is cancelled before you report to work, then your recourse is limited. For instance, in Ontario, there is no requirement under the Employment Standards Act, 2000, requiring employers to give advance notice of shift changes. Here are a few things to consider when it comes to shift changes. Minimum hour rule. Each jurisdiction has its own rules regarding minimum hours of work. If you report in for your shift and the shift is cancelled or shortened, you are entitled to minimum hours pay. For example, in BC, if you are scheduled for 8 hours or less, you are entitled to 2 hours pay. If you are scheduled for more than 8 hours, you must be paid for a minimum of 4 hours. In Ontario, if you begin your shift and your employer has you work less than 3 hours, you may then be entitled to a minimum of 3 hours of pay. This rule applies if you regularly work shifts longer than 3 hours and are available to work but work less than 3 hours. Frequent cancellations and constructive dismissal. Since these cancellations appear to be happening frequently, you might have grounds to claim constructive dismissal. Prohibited reasons for cancellation. If these shifts are being cancelled for discriminatory reasons, for example, based on race, gender, age or other prohibited grounds under human rights legislation, you may have a claim against the employer on these grounds. If there are repeated cancellations of shifts, or the cancellations are rooted in discriminatory practices, that rises to legal remedies. If you believe this may apply to your situation, consulting an employment lawyer can help clarify your rights and potential claims. The second answer: Johan Premji, associate, Carbert Waite, Calgary. Every province has employment standards rules that set minimum requirements for how employers schedule hours of work. In most jurisdictions, there is a requirement that shifts not be cancelled or changed within a certain number of hours of the start date. In Alberta, for example, an employer is required to give employees 24 hours written notice before changing or cancelling a shift. If the employer fails to do so, a minimum number of hours must be paid. In Alberta, if an employer cancels your shift outside of the notice period, less than 24 hours before, or after your shift has already started, they must pay you for at least 3 hours of work, even if you were sent home early. An employee dealing with recurring shift cancellations may also have an argument that the employer has breached the employment contract, depending on its terms, or in some more exceptional circumstances, for constructive dismissal. You should review your employment contract and the employment standards in your provincial jurisdiction to determine if your employer is breaching its employment standards obligations or breaching the terms of your employment contract. Have a question for our experts? Send an email to 9to5@globeandmail.com with 9to5 in the subject line. Emails without the correct subject line may not be answered.